3D printer turns out organs that act like the real thing. In the Tech Republic newsletter on October 7th by Veronica Combs. Synthetic organs printed by the digital anatomy printer could replace cadavers as training tools for medical students. A new 3D printer has the software and material to create a synthetic heart that is as squishy as the real thing. Stratasys announced the new printer today, along with three new materials and new software to power the whole platform. The J750 Digital Anatomy 3D printer turns out hearts as close to the real organ as a printer can get. As lifelike as its synthetic organ appears, the box for a new 3D printer heart does carry a warning: synthetic organ, not for transplant. The 3D heart has the same physical properties as a human organ, as well as the same biomechanical characteristics. This will allow doctors to print 3D models that are as close to the real organ as technology can get. The GrabCAD print digital anatomy software powers everything, said Scott Drakakis, medical segment leader at Stratasys. If there is a defect in a heart, a structural abnormality, with this solution, we can 3D print a synthetic digital twin of that patient, Drakakis said. A surgeon can also replicate the physical characteristics of a patient's illness, such as calcifications in veins and arteries. In conjunction with the printer, Stratasys released three new materials: tissue matrix, gel matrix, and bone matrix. The new tissue matrix is the softest material available in 3D printing. Can you add descriptions of what gel matrix and bone matrix are or do? The advance in material science for us is making them softer and more flexible and have more control to blend the materials based on the desired outcome, Drakakis says. Now we are making functional models with the same biomechanical properties as a human heart. The flexibility of 3D printing materials is ranked on a Shore scale. The higher the number, the more rigid the material. The tissue matrix has a Shore value of 0, 0, meaning it's about as squishy as a gummy bear. Most materials on the market currently have a Shore value between 28 and 30. Drakakis said Stratasys developed the new printing system based on customer requests or more realistic organs. During the 4-year development process, the company's top priority was to make the software as user-friendly as possible. We have a team of 6 people whose sole job is to train customers on how to create models and incorporate 3D printing into their work, he said. A surgeon starts with a CT scan or an MRI and segments the image. This process marks the sections of the image that contain the organ to be replicated by the 3D printer. Sections of the scan that show surrounding tissue or bone are discarded. This segmentation is loaded into the software and printing begins. Printing a standard heart model takes between 6 and 8 hours. Printing a thigh bone can take up to 16 hours. Drakakis said that the company has been working with hospitals and medical device makers for 4 years to develop the digital anatomy printer. Improved surgical training. One goal for the new product is to change how surgeons are trained. Currently, when medical students learn a procedure, they practice with cadavers. Each cadaver can cost anywhere from $1,300 to $5,000. Over the past few years, the supply of cadavers has dropped, due in part to an increase in organ donations. As more individuals donate hearts or lungs, that means fewer bodies for medical students to practice on. In addition, when cadavers are available, the bodies may not have the particular problem that a medical student is addressing with a specific procedure. Drakakis said that more than 100 hospitals in America are using the printer, and 85 of the top 100 global medical device companies are as well. There are 3D printers in use at more than 20 VA hospitals, as well as the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic, and Boston Children's Hospital. Drakakis said that the hospitals also use service bureaus to outsource 3D printing projects. Faster to market. In addition to improving physician training, 3D printing can help medical device companies get products to market faster. The med device market as a whole has adopted 3D printing more broadly than hospitals, but from a surgical planning and clinical training perspective, hospitals are quickly catching up, he said. In the healthcare world, if a device or procedure doesn't have a billing code, that's a big barrier to adoption of new products and techniques. That's one of the largest limiting factors to hospitals not doing 3D printing, lack of reimbursement, Drakakis said. Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology have created a patient registry to quantify the value of 3D printing. The registry will include information about the patient, the 3D model, and the surgical outcomes. Researchers will analyze the data to see what value the 3D model adds to the procedure. The goal is to use the data to get a billing code so that hospitals can get paid for using the technology to improve patient care. Drakakis said that the company is launching the new printer with cardiac, vascular, and orthopedic applications. Stratasys will add new applications every year for the next 3 years. Our investment in healthcare is only increasing, he said. The company's three core markets are aerospace, automotive, and healthcare companies.